This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Foreign Secretary Vikram Mistry has said that there have been repeated violations of ceasefire, which was arrived at with Pakistan yesterday. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Mistry said the armed forces are giving an adequate and appropriate response to these violations, and New Delhi takes a very serious note of these violations. India has called upon Pakistan to take appropriate steps to address these violations and deal with the situation with seriousness and responsibility. Mr. Mistry said the armed forces are maintaining a strong vigil on the situation. He said they have been given instructions to deal strongly with any instances of repetition of the violations along the international border as well as the line of control.
पिछले कुछ घंटों से इस समझौते का पाकिस्तान की ओर से घोर उल्लंघन हो रहा है। भारतीय सेना जवाबी कार्रवाई कर रही है और इस सीमा अतिक्रमण से निपट रही है। ये अतिक्रमण अत्यंत ही निंदनीय है और पाकिस्तान इनके लिए जिम्मेदार है। हमारा मानना है कि पाकिस्तान इस स्थिति को ठीक से समझे और इस अतिक्रमण को रोकने के लिए तुरंत उचित कार्रवाई करे।
We spoke to defense analyst Lieutenant General Rajiv Chopra about the ceasefire violations by Pakistan.
As you are aware that Pakistan carried out unprovoked violation of ceasefire hours after bilateral agreement was reached yesterday evening. Drone activity, small arms fire and artillery shelling was carried out by Pakistan all along the borders and the line of control, which was retaliated by the brave Indian troops in a befitting manner. Misinformation campaign continues to be spread by Pakistan by various social media posts. My advice to the citizens of India is to remain strongly behind the government and the Indian armed forces against all nefarious designs of the Pakistan army and follow all civil defense protocols. No drone firing or shelling was reported since late last night. India maintains a firm and uncompromising stance against all forms of terrorism and will continue to give a befitting reply to any Pakistan's misadventure.
Earlier in the day, India and Pakistan announced ceasefire, agreeing to stop firing and military action with immediate effect. Foreign Secretary Vikram Mistry made this announcement in New Delhi. He said Pakistan's Director General of Military Operations initiated the call for ceasefire, after which discussions took place and an understanding was reached. Mr. Mistry said the Directors General of Military Operations of both the nations will talk again tomorrow.
The Director General of Military Operations of Pakistan called the Director General of Military Operations of India. It was agreed between them that both sides would stop all firing and military action on land and in the air and sea with effect. Instructions have been given on both sides to give effect to this understanding. The Directors General of Military Operations will talk again on the 12th of May at 1200 hours.
Sources said the stoppage of firing and military action between India and Pakistan was worked out directly between the two countries. They stressed that there is no decision to hold talks on any other issue at any other place. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting through video conferencing yesterday with chief secretaries of states sharing border with Pakistan. Sources said they have been asked to remain alert and activate civil defense mechanism in their areas in case of any firing from across the border. This came hours after India and Pakistan announced ceasefire. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has welcomed the ceasefire agreement between India and Pakistan, describing it as a positive step towards ending current hostilities and easing tensions. Stefan Dirajic, spokesman of the Secretary General, said that Guterres hopes the agreement will contribute to lasting peace and foster an environment conducive to addressing broader, long-standing issues between the two countries. United Kingdom has also welcomed the ceasefire agreement between India and Pakistan, calling on them to sustain their steps towards de-escalation. Delhi Airport continues to run its operations smoothly. In an advisory, Delhi International Airport Limited, or DIAL, said, however, in the light of evolving airspace dynamics and heightened security protocols mandated by the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, there may be adjustments to flight schedules and longer wait times at security checkpoints. It said passengers are encouraged to stay updated through their respective airlines' communication channels, adhere to prescribed guidelines for cabin and check-in baggage, arrive well in advance to accommodate possible security delays, extend full cooperation to airline and security personnel for efficient facilitation, and verify flight status through the airline or the official Delhi Airport website. Pakistan's army misfired a missile that missed its target and landed near a Gurudwara in its own civilian populated area. The blast shattered windows, causing panic among the Sikh community. This failure could have resulted in mass casualties as it struck during prayer hours. This is not only a technical failure, but a diplomatic and social disaster, as it involved a religious minority that already faces systemic discrimination in Pakistan. Government has said that several combat gaming videos are being deceptively circulated as real footages of recent India-Pakistan conflict and urged people not to fall prey to such propaganda posts. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau said combat gaming footages are flooding social media, with video game scenes being deceptively presented as actual combat and digital combat clips are being misrepresented as real footage. It urged people to stay vigilant. We have a report.
A message is also circulating on WhatsApp in the name of Office of the Defense Minister of India, giving instructions for civil preparedness in view of the India-Pakistan situation. PIB said this message is fake. It said Government of India has issued no such instructions. Listeners, as Pakistan has resorting to spreading false propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinize every piece of information carefully in this critical time. If you encounter dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any information related to the ongoing situation, they must report it to PIB Fact Check. They can also share such content on WhatsApp number 8799711259 and email ID socialmedia@pib.gov.in. Anupam Mishra, Delhi.
U.S. President Donald Trump hailed the trade talks with China held in Switzerland yesterday, saying the two sides negotiated a total reset in a friendly but constructive manner. President Trump, on his social media platform, Truth, said many things were discussed, much agreed to. Mr. Trump added they want to see for the good of both China and the U.S. an opening up of China to American business. Albania holds parliamentary elections today in which Prime Minister Edi Rama is seeking an unprecedented fourth term in office. A total of 3.7 million Albanian citizens are eligible to elect 140 members of parliament, with the Albanian diaspora participating in the ballot for the first time. Polling stations open at 10:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time and close at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. The results are expected tomorrow. Mother's Day is being celebrated across the world today. Observed on the second Sunday of May every year, it is a time for families to express gratitude and appreciation to mothers for their love, care and sacrifices. In Nagaland, special services are being organized in all churches to honor mothers and mother figures on the occasion. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has announced that the southwest monsoon is likely to arrive at the Kerala coast on May 27, 5 days earlier than its usual onset date of June the 1st. This early arrival is expected to have a positive impact on Kharif sowing season and brighten outlook for crops. Historically, an early monsoon has been favorable for agriculture by boosting farm production and reservoir levels. The IMD has also predicted that the 2025 monsoon could be above normal, quantitatively expected to reach 105% of the long period average. This marks the second consecutive year in which the IMD has anticipated an above normal monsoon. National Technology Day is being celebrated today. On this day in 1998, India successfully tested its nuclear bombs in Pokhran, Rajasthan. The day commemorates the contributions of scientists, engineers and innovators to India's technological expertise and the launch of India's first indigenous aircraft, Hansa 3. It also memorializes the sixth global nuclear test demonstrating India's global position. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that on National Technology Day, India salutes the scientists, engineers and technicians who contribute by developing new technologies for bringing positive change in the lives of the countrymen. And that is the end of this news bulletin.